Good morning, 8:14, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX, where we have 10 teeth.
Total.
Between the two of us. Anyway, today, sunny, gorgeous day, high of 80 tonight, clear low of 57. Friday, sunny, high of 83. Saturday, sunny, high of 85. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Is it August yet?
It is. It's August 1st today, man.
You know what that means?
What?
It's my birthday month.
It's your birthday month. Oh, my God. We're going to celebrate all month long.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
If I say that one more time,
yeah,
just choke me out.
Just choke you out? You got it, buddy.
Yep. Pull me into the closet.
It's my birthday.
Put me in the closet. I'll wake up in a daze wondering where I'm at.
That's fair. Yeah. You get one day. It's your birthday.
Day.
Not birth week. Mm-hmm. Not birth month. Birthday.
Day.
How old are you turning this year? 34.
I don't want to say. It's too old. No, 34.
34
man.
This year, you old bag of bones.
I know.
Yeah.
Dude, years are flying by.
They are.
Sucks.
Yeah. Your body's falling apart.
I know.
You look like garbage.
No, you know what? They're still checking my ID.
Oh my God,
you were born in 85?
It's the beard.
Yeah.
You get that. You just grow it up here.
I can't.
Yeah.
Stop! Well, stop with that, because I can't.
I wish you would try. Could you please try? I just want to see how long it just go as long as you can.
No, it doesn't work.
Come on,
dude. It would be like a wizard beard if I did, and it would take me like seriously like 34 more years.
So you're telling me you're so ingrained with white trash DNA?
Absolutely.
And it grows in all white trash.
I'm so ingrained with NSYNC DNA. That this douchebag chin strap just grows in and it doesn't grow anywhere else.
You and Joey Fatone.
Right. You know what's funny? I've seen other chin straps on people. I'm like, God, that's kind of douchey. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I got one.
Is that why when you leave, you say bye, bye, bye?
Bye, 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 Brock.
I love it. Well, when it is your birthday,
I had a girl the other day come up and say, how do you get that thing so thin? I'm like, oh, my God, just kick my own ass. Jeez.
Oh, it's fantastic.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Here's a fact for you.
What's that?
Before you hit the bong the next time,
uh-huh.
You know, do the bong sound effect.
I need something to drink. Here we go, here we go.
Come on,
I actually just grab the real bong up there. Grab it. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Take it. Hold it. So apparently researchers found that the average bong they tested had 1,304% more bacteria than a dog food bowl.
And you always got that drunk dude at the party, you dare me to drink that bong water, man?
It also had 430% more bacteria than a cell phone screen and 90% more bacteria than a garbage dumpster.
Wow.
And 50% more bacteria than a public toilet seat. So that bong or pipe that you're passing around
is
filthy.
Clean your bong, for God's sake, would you?
Good God. I do think about that. All the parties you see people pass around, I'm like, oh.
Hey, tell that story when you hit that two-story bong.
Oh, God. Yeah, my mom is listening. I apologize. But the highest I've ever been, and again, the few times that I've been, you know, high,
Brock's not much of a smoker.
It was in California, by the way, where my folks were gracious enough to help me support my dream and get into radio broadcasting.
Right.
I was at broadcasting school, and one of my instructors invited me over. All right. There's a couple chicks there. All right. We're getting down. All right. We're having a good time.
Nice.
Well, before the lady showed up, he was an avid smoker. It was California, illegal there and all that stuff. Well, he had a bong there. And here's the thing is you can't fake hit a bong, okay? They know. They know you got to do the full pull.
You see the smoke.
This thing, you had to stand up. He had to light it, and I was standing up, and it, phew, dude.
You're still feeling it, huh?
To the moon. I'm still high from that thing, man. I was 21 years old, for God's sakes. Yeah, and now that I know that thing was just filthy, it's even worse.
Dude, you know, back in the day, if the kids of our friends would have put their imagination into what they did of making bongs.
Yeah.
You know, we would have been to Mars by now.
Yeah,
we would have been established on Mars.
My buddy had one. He stole two cups from a local Pizza Hut, and he, like, soldered them together, all right? God. He melted the plastic
together.
The amount of work.
Yeah.
And called it Billy Boy.
I had a couple buddies in college who lived on top of the other, and they made a two-story bunk. They cut a hole in the ceiling. And you'd go upstairs, and somebody would have to go downstairs to light it.
And you know that thing's not getting cleaned properly.
No.
It's just filthy.
Oh.
Filthy, filthy bongs.
Right. Jeez, man. College.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm high, and I got herpes on my mouth. Great.